Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Sorry?
Yes. Thank you for calling eBay customer support, sir. How may I help you?
Well, I was told to give you a ring on eBay, but I've ordered nothing through eBay whatsoever. Said I've got to get $200 deducted or something from my account.
Well, I believe you received a voice message from eBay, right?
Beg your pardon? Yeah, I received the most important message from eBay.
Okay, and can you please tell me, did you authorize a transaction for $299 trying to purchase an eBay gift card?
An eBay what card?
eBay gift card, sir.
Not to my knowledge. No.
Okay. I'm asking it because right now we can see over server, someone is trying to purchase an eBay gift card in your behalf without your knowledge and permission.
That's right. And we never ordered anything like that.
Did you share your Wi-Fi password with anyone?
Did I share what?
Did you share your Wi-Fi password with anyone?
No, I haven't even got a current passport. Passports are out of date.
Okay, I'm asking it because right now we can see your detail is being compromised by someone else in a Mountain View, California. They are trying to authorize the transaction in your behalf without your knowledge and a permission.
No, I don't even know anybody in California.
Okay. And nobody use your detail behalf of you, right?
No.
Okay. I'm asking it because your detail is being compromised by someone else and they are trying to misuse your detail without your knowledge and permission.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, you could, I don't know how they got my details to start with.
Okay, so if you want to cancel the transaction, so just tell me, like, which device do you use for your online shopping and online activity?
Well, I do. If we buy something online, I use my ordinary local credit card, but we don't buy much online at all.
Okay, and which device do you use? Is it your phone, laptop, computer? Which one is it?
If I do use it, it should be my computer.
Okay, you use your computer. Can you please turn on your computer in front of you?
No, I haven't got a computer in front of me at the moment. I'm calling you on my phone.
Okay, and are you talking with your phone?
Yeah.
It's an Android phone and it's an iPhone.
It's what phone?
Can you please tell me the name of your phone? It's an iPhone and
an Android. It's an Android.
It's an Android. Okay. Yeah. Now, can you please put me on a speaker so I will guide you to cancel a transaction over your phone?
I want to cancel any transaction because we never made a transaction.
Exactly. And I will explain you, sir. Right now, we can see your internet line is being hacked by some unknown people in a Mountain View, California. It means your internet is not be safe. First, your internet is being hacked by those people, and right now they are connected in your internet line without your knowledge and permission. Okay. Now, what am I do? Am I just connected to your eBay security server? Then the server is providing you online cancellation ID and the password. It will help to block those people and cancel the transaction.
Yeah, okay. Can you do that?
Yeah. So can you please put me on a speaker, sir?
On a speaker?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, hang on. We never do anything on accounts on over the phone anyhow.
Don't worry, sir. I will help you out.
Yeah, I've got it on.
Your speaker.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can you please close your screen and come back to your main, like normal home screen? You can see all application and all icons.
I can't see anything. Why?
Press the back button, sir. Press the back button.
What button?
Do you know how to come back to normal screen? How to close your screen and come back to your main screen? Minimize your screen. Do you know?
Just hit the whole call button.
No.
Call now. I resume call.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Now, what you need to do, you need to just focus a very bottom of your screen, a very bottom in the middle. Do you see the circle? The circle, very bottom of your middle. The circle.
No, I can't get anything up.
Okay. Now, what you need to do, you need to swipe your screen bottom to up. A very bottom to up. Swipe your screen a very bottom to up.
I can't get anything up.
Okay, where is your computer?
Beg your pardon?
Where is your computer, sir?
It's being used by my wife at the moment.
It's being used by your wife at the moment. Okay.
Yep.
And you know, okay, now can you please give me a minute? Now tell me, what do you see in your screen? Tell me.
On which screen?
In your phone screen, in your mobile screen, what do you see?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay, now listen to me very carefully. Do you see my number and speaker mode and hold mode? Do you see?
I can see your number. Yeah, your number. That's about all. And it's got the keypad.
And the keypad. Okay. Now look at the very bottom. Look at the very bottom of your screen. A very bottom. A very down. A very bottom of your screen, the left hand side, do you see the three dots and the left hand side very bottom? Click on the left hand side very bottom. The three dots. Now what come up?
What is it?
Press the three dot. Press the three dot at the very bottom. Press the
I've got the three dots on the left hand side, yeah. Which I've pressed, and up comes your number again in the middle and the thing, that's all.
And the beside the three dot, do you see the circle and the box, the circle and the box?
Yeah.
Press the circle and the box, which one do you see? One time.
I see a circle.
Yes, press the circle.
Yep.
Now what comes up?
Nothing.
Now you can tell me, what do you see?
Oh, I can just see them in normal, a Galaxy Store, Messenger, Google, and all that sort of stuff.
Exactly. You can come back to your normal screen in your phone. Now, what you need to do, you need to just check your all application and tell me, do you know the Play Store app?
Do you know the what?
Do you know the Play Store app? PlayStore. Play Store. Check your all application and tell me the name of your application one by one. Then I will tell you which one is a Play Store. Okay. Tell me the application. If you not see the application, now look at the very top of your screen. Do you see the Google?
Yeah.
Now can you touch your Google? Touch the Google.
Yeah. Yep.
If you touch the Google, now you can see the cursor is blinking, right? Can you please type in a Google, A for Apple, letter A?
Hang on.
Take your time.
Capital A.
No, it's small A. All are small words. If you tap letter A, then tell me.
Just hang on.
Take your time, sir. Take your time.
Yep.
Have you done A?
Yep.
And after you tap N for Nancy, letter N.
Yep.
Then type Y for yellow, letter Y.
Yep.
Then type D for doctor, letter D.
Yep.
Then type E for echo, letter E. Then type H for sugar, letter S.
Yep.
Then type K for kilo, letter K.
Yep.
Then give a space, click on the space key. Do you see the space key?
Yeah.
Click on it.
Yeah, I have. It's got an easy space.
Yes. If you click on space, now click or type download. Type download. Can I spell it for you?
Huh?
Can I spell it, the download?
What's come up is any disk.
Click on search.
Huh?
Click on, after type any disk, click on search. Hit the search key.
Where's the search key?
At the bottom. If you not see the search key, hit the
bottom right hand side.
Yes, on the right hand side.
Yeah, okay. This software said it. See a free list of software. That's all that comes up.
Now, tell me the top of the first. What one do you see? The top of your screen.
It's just got any disk in there, and it's got best software. See a free list of software.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And do you see it showing you download now? Do you see it showing you download now? Download and a best application, any desk, remote desktop. Is it, do you see?
It's got all these people ask, is any disk in safe app? What are the uses of any disk? Is any disk used by hackers? Is any disk free for personal use?
Yeah, click on, do you see showing you download now? Is it showing you download now? The download now and the bottom, is it showing you any disk remote desktop? Do you see
any disk software?
Click on it.
Any disk software?
Yes, click on the AnyDesk software. If you click on AnyDesk software.
Yeah, it's just going to come up. https://play.
Store. Is it showing you the Play Store?
It's visit. Related content. AnyDesk remote desk.
AnyDesk remote desktop.
Which one?
Which one do you see? It's showing AnyDesk remote desktop download now.
Well, it's got visit on https://play Google Lisa content. Google user content.
Okay. Okay, listen to me. Press the back button one time.
Which button?
In beside the very bottom of your screen, very bottom of a middle, you can see the circle, right?
Yep.
And the beside the circle, do you see it showing you the triangle? The triangle?
Yes.
Click on the triangle, please. And can you please tell me, do you do all...
Right down on the bottom, I've got Discover, Search, Collections, three dots, a circle, and an arrow.
If you just tell me, do you click the triangular box? Do you click the triangular box?
The what box? Triangle box?
Yes, click on the triangular box, the very bottom and the right hand side. Now what come up?
Nothing, it's just gone back to Google thing. Galaxy Store.
And it's showing you the Play Store in your Google. It's showing you the Play Store.
No. Hang on a minute. It's got any disk, remote desktop, any disk.
Yes, click on the click on the AnyDesk remote desktop. Click on the AnyDesk remote desktop. Click on AnyDesk remote desktop, okay?
Install.
Yes, click on install. Exactly. Don't click on install.
No app found. I clicked on it and it's got no app found to open link.
No app found of the link.
No app found to open link.
Okay. Now give me a minute. And to go back to a very top, go back to a very top.
Go to where?
Go to a very top of your screen. Go back to a very top of your
screen. Screen, yeah. That's got any disk in there.
And the first one is showing you AnyDesk, right?
Yeah.
Click on the AnyDesk. Now what come up?
Comes down, download AnyDesk free, AnyDesk online, AnyDesk login.
And is it showing you download? Is it showing you download and AnyDesk? Download now.
It's just got download AnyDesk and AnyDesk free, AnyDesk online, AnyDesk login. It's got download AnyDesk.
Click on download AnyDesk. Click on download AnyDesk.
All right, I've got that. AnyDesk remote desktop.
Yes, if you click on AnyDesk remote desktop at the bottom, in the front of AnyDesk remote desktop, do you see showing you install and open?
AnyDesk remote desktop. Install remote desktop software for Windows. Remote desktop application. Hold on.
Okay. And beside the window, is it showing you Apple? Showing you Apple?
I don't know what?
Beside the window option, is it showing you Android option? Android.
I just don't know.
After the window, you can see showing you Apple Mac, right? Is it showing you Mac, right?
It's showing nothing.
It's showing nothing. Okay. Okay, do one thing. Close your Google.
People says, how do I download from AnyDesk? How do I download AnyDesk to my PC? Can you download AnyDesk for free? AnyDesk safe to download.
Okay, listen to me. If you see the window option, right? Do you see the window option? The window and the left hand.
Your remote desktop software for Windows.
And after the window, is it showing you Mac? Apple Mac? Is it look like a Mac?
Remote desktop software for Mac OS.
And after the Mac, is it showing you remote desktop software for Android? Is it showing you Android?
No, doesn't show it.
Do you see that it's showing you download now?
Show you remote desktop software for Mac OS, download any disk for Mac OS for free and access control.
And the bottom, is it showing you Android?
I'm just trying to go through all of them. There's a whole lot of things. Hang on.
And just tell me, do you do online shopping in your phone?
No.
Okay. And do you do online banking activity over your phone? Like check your statement in your phone?
No.
No.
Okay, give me a minute. Then which device do you use for your online banking?
I don't do online banking.
You don't do online banking?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
Give me a minute. Just be on the line, okay?
Just be on the line. Do not hang up my call. I will talk to my senior. And you have a credit card, right, sir?
You beg your pardon?
You have a credit card.
A what card?
Do you have a credit card, sir?
Yes, I do. But...
Okay, now give me a minute. Let me talk to my senior. Just be on the line. Do not hang up the call.
Hey, Pooh, you haven't ordered anything over the...
Sir, don't talk to anyone. Listen, don't talk to anyone. Okay?
I'm talking to my wife.
Oh, you're talking with your wife. Okay. You're talking with your wife. Okay. Okay, that's great.
Beg your pardon? Did you order anything on the internet around about $299 or something? Somebody somewhere in America trying to get $299 a month out of our account. Well, I mean, it's a scam. From what? Okay. What? Sam, I got a phone call. That they were taking money out of our, they're going to take money out of our account. And I said, what for?
Listen, sir, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what am I do? Am I just transfer to call to my Anki hacking department team? Okay? He will guide you to cancel the transaction and block those people. Can you please be on the line? Just be on the line, okay? I will transfer to call to my Anki hacking department team.
Time we throw these things away. We don't do any internet banking or anything.
Hold for a minute, sir. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now listen to me very carefully. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Sir, Sir, I cannot hear you. So my senior is calling you for a better line. Can you please give me a minute? He will call you for a better line. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.